Earlier this year, we caught up with Doctor of Botany Greg Moore from the University of Melbourne talking about cockatoos and how they're good for our garden. And I started by asking Greg why we shouldn't be shooing them out of our front yard.
Look, it depends where you are and what they're eating, but sometimes they're doing you a favour, because if you've got onion grass, the sulphur-crested cockatoos really, really love it at certain times of the year, and they'll pull it up for you.
That's amazing, because onion grass is actually really hard to get rid of.
Onion grass is almost impossible to get rid of, and yet cockatoos are absolutely amazing. They can pull up an onion grass plant about every 6 seconds, so a couple of hundred in an hour for a cockatoo. They're really, really efficient at it, and they take the little corm, which is like a bulb at the base, that's why it's called onion grass, they eat that, and then the plant can't grow again, and it's gone.
So they're not propagating it in any way with what they're doing?
No, they're not. They're really very effectively removing it. They can create little divots in the ground, sort of little holes, but the plant hasn't flowered by then, so they're not really sort of facilitating propagation in any way. No, they're just doing you a favour, just because they love the corm, and the corm is full of really good carbohydrates, so it feeds them very well.
We always complain about cockatoos turning up because, I mean, whilst they might be getting into the lawn, they also quite enjoy people's aerials and the fittings around the windows. So the idea is just to try and find a way to coax them onto your lawn and they can take care of it for you.
If you could do that, it wouldn't be fantastic. There's no doubt that cockatoos can do real damage. I mean, I've seen Western Red Cedar window frames completely eaten to the point where the glass just falls out.
Yeah.
And, of course, farmers well know that cockies can really strip a crop and do terrific damage. But it's just interesting that here's something that we hadn't really studied. We suddenly find that the cockies are really taking these onion grass plants in huge numbers. And what it reminds us about is that we think we know everything that's going on in the environment around us, and yet here is something that's been happening for years that we just didn't know about, and it suddenly gives the cockatoos a slightly different light.
That's the beauty of Mother Nature. She always surprises us, doesn't she, Greg?
Yeah, it does. And this one is, I think, really quite interesting, because here you've got one of our native birds, and this is an introduced weed that's a real problem. And all of a sudden you're thinking, well, hang on, the cockatoos, what are they doing? They're there in large numbers. And in one instance, in a feeding session of about 2.5 hours, I worked out that they consumed about 34,000 to 35,000 of these onion grass plants. Now, that's a huge number in anyone's language.
That is monstrous. And the fact that it's an introduced species and the cockatoos are going after that, have you ever experienced anything like this before?
Oh, yeah. Cockies are quite adept at picking other food sources. So, for example, the cockatoos would have eaten a lot of our native species seeds, but they're quite adaptable. If they see an exotic plant, you know, one of the conifers, and the seeds are okay. And a good example of that is the yellow-tailed black cockatoos. They were, you know, all adapted to feeding on our native species, but when we introduced pine species, they really went for it. And the onion grass is not the only exotic weed that the sulphur-crested cockatoos will go for. They'll go for other weeds as well.
Well, I tell you what, they might not be the window cleaner's friend, but they're definitely the gardener's friend by the sound of it. That is our sulphur-crested cockatoo. Greg Moore, thank you very much for having a chat about it this morning.
My pleasure, Andrew, and best wishes to your listeners.